Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Matt Wilson sitting in for the Joe Rose Show. And joining us now, the great Larry Bluestein with our South Florida High School football report. And Blue, day after Thanksgiving in high school football in this area is always a big playoff day. Where do we stand with high school football this weekend?
Yeah, well, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. This is a busy day. This is today especially. We have a doubleheader coming up down here. A couple of the teams are away. St. Thomas Aquinas on the road. We're right now at the quarterfinals. So the quarterfinals and the big schools in the semifinals of the state and the smaller schools. And, you know, you start with 2A Champagnat Catholic will be at home, defending state champions. They've just mauled everybody in their way. I mean, what they do is they play a top-heavy schedule with, like, larger schools all year. So when they get to 2A schools, it seems a lot easier. So they're at home. They play Naples Community School. They're two games away from state at this point. 3A Chaminade Madonna, your alma mater, three-time defending state champions. We'll have their hands full tonight. It's the second game of the doubleheader at Travis Powell against Miami Edison. Luther Campbell's done a really good job with that team. It's going to come down, obviously, to experience. And very few schools in this state have championship experience over the last 5 years like Chaminade has. They're huge up front. They're loaded with players, well coached. Going to be a good one, though. You got to give it to Chaminade because of the fact that they've been there, done that. They have the experience. They have University of Miami-bound running back Thad Franklin, who's a horse. And they'll ride him. They did last year in the state championship game 44 times. So they're not afraid to put the ball in his hands. Luther Campbell's got kids, though. I mean, they got him. You know, they have kids, but they haven't had this experience. So that could be the determining factor. The second game, the first game of that doubleheader at 3:30 at Traz Homestead, which opted in, and Coach Philip Simpson will welcome Venice. And Venice is a huge favorite to get to next week's game against St. Thomas Aquinas. And that will be the game to go. It's going to be a really good one. I think Homestead will have their hands full. Venice comes in with the best, I think, the best quarterback in the state. This kid moved in from Illinois 6 days before the season. He's just averaging 360 yards a game in passing. And then, obviously, we have Miami Central will be on the road. Miami Central, Joe, has played two full games. That's all. And they're in the third round of the state playoffs. So that'll tell you how this season. They're on the road in Naples. They've taken care of Naples in the past. But got to figure that Roland Smith's team's going to be, you know, rusty. Even though they put 40 points on the board last week, we saw it last week with Northwestern and American Heritage. Northwestern had rust, and they got upset. And then, obviously, we have our big 8A game. Miami Palmetto is the only team that opted in, and Dade Broward and Palm Beach in the large schools. They won two games, 10-0 and 9-7. So we'll see what happens. They're up at Treasure Coast in Port St. Lucie tonight. So it's going to be a good one. And then American Heritage, which coming off a huge win over last week, knocking off Miami Northwestern's on the road up in Rockledge near Cocoa. Tough team to beat, but nevertheless, Pat Surtain has a defense that is amazing. And there's a look at the teams that we have left. And then next week we start our Tri-County championships, which are going to be very good because you have all the teams that didn't have an opportunity to go to state this year because they didn't play enough games. We'll play for 3 weeks and determine a champion. And that 8A final could either be Western or Deerfield against Columbus. So that's not a bad little Tri-County championship right there.
Hey, Larry, happy Thanksgiving, by the way. And
you too, DBJ.
You picked a couple of the teams that are in the playoffs. You talk about Central and then Shaman. There's a couple of players that are committed to Miami. Let's go to Thad Franklin. What style is he going to bring to the University of Miami? How do you see him fitting in? And then, of course, big baby, right? Lawrence Seymour is at Central.
Yep.
As you mentioned,
Central.
He's been committed to Miami, I think, since eighth grade. So, I mean, he's a guy that certainly has shown his allegiance to the U. Give us a little update on how those guys' seasons are going.
Well, Thad's had some injuries at running back, but he's he's overcome them and has done a great job. He's a Big Ten type of guy, Don. He runs down. He's 6'1.5", 225 pounds. Miami doesn't really get backs that big. You know, he'll hammer you. By the end of the game, he's going to loosen up a lot of linebackers because he stays that strong from the first carry all the way to the 44th. Big kid, versatile, great athlete, outstanding player. Big baby, you don't have to sell him on anything. Like you said, he's been committed to Miami, been sold to Miami since the first day as an eighth, I believe since the ninth grade. Kid can play anywhere, center, guard, tackle, and do it all well. Physically overpowers people, athletically overwhelms them, quick feet, strong, always getting better, probably is as good a offensive lineman as we have had over a 4-year period in South Florida because he's going to start almost 50 games at the high school level.
There you go.
Yeah, so those are two guys that are ready. We saw a bunch of the Hurricanes last week, Northwestern, obviously, with Romello Brinson, who's going to be a huge addition at wide receiver. Saw him. Cameron Kitchens played extremely well last week. So the Miami kids are doing well statewide, whether it's the young man Troutman, linebacker at Orlando Edgewater, who's still alive. They were defending state 7A runner-up from last year. Miami has players who are still competing, and that's a good thing because we're at Thanksgiving, and usually this is where shoulder pads go to the right, helmets go to the left. So, but they're still playing, and that's what somebody said yesterday from one of the schools that are usually not in the mix now. Because we're going to be in December and we're still playing football. So that's the best. That's the only good thing that's come out of this year. Believe me.
Hey, Larry, another kid, you mentioned Heritage Defense. James Williams is committed to Miami. A big safety, 6'4". I saw that kid play. He's got to be 225 pounds. He's a big kid.
He's had the best year of all 4 years this year. And the reason why is because you have defensive minds like Pat Surtain and Daryl Porter at American Heritage that have placed James in a position where he's not in the back just kind of filming the game because he actually never got to him. So they moved him up in the box. Why not? Get him closer to where the action is, and he has come up huge every single game that we've seen him. He's going to be a terror. He's going to be tough to keep off that field as a freshman next year because of the fact that he has so much athletic ability, and he could do so much for you right off the bat. So why park that Cadillac in the garage? Let's use it. So, and they will.
Hey, Larry, there's two guys. There's Alan Hay, who's also a Chaminade player. I've got a chance to follow him a little bit, very impressed with him. But give me the update on Ryan Rodriguez. I saw him, I don't know when it was, maybe it'd be a year ago or what, and he's one heck of a football player out of Columbus, an offensive lineman.
You know what? I'll tell you, Don, I'll speak on Ryan first. There's a kid, if DBJ ever went to talk to him and watch him for an extended period, you would come away thinking, wow, that kid's like me. I mean, he's, he's the kid is amazing. I mean, he will play anywhere on that field. He's come basically out of nowhere over the last couple of years. Hard work, you know, the work ethic that Columbus puts in, tremendous coaching over there. He's going to be another one. He and Big Baby are the future of that offensive line. And, yeah, I love him. I mean, there's what's not? You know, what's not to like about a guy who he's all in? You know, he's every time you see him play, he's definitely all in. And then who was the other one you were talking about? I'm sorry.
Hey, Alan Hay.
Oh, yeah. And another guy, you know, I think he's been the most under-the-radar player. Because, you know, people say, oh, yeah, well, Alan Hay's going to Miami. But they really haven't watched him. I sat there and watched him in two games this year.
He's
a terror.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. You know what? You're going to have to, if you know he's on the other side of the ball and you're playing that team, you're going to have to strap it up for four quarters. Because he doesn't give up. I mean, he may get stopped one or two plays, but, you know, as he showed in all the games this year, he's in it. He's in it to be a tremendous college football player over the next couple of years.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on Chaminade and Edison tonight. Now, that St. Thomas game, St. Thomas, years ago, if you went over to Manatee, that would be that's a pit of vipers to go over there. Probably not as much now. I don't know what the policy is in terms of attendance.
Yeah, well, I think that what most of them are doing now is they award two tickets to every player, two tickets to every cheerleader, and two tickets to every band member. So you get... You know, you get a good mix. I mean, you know, at least the people who have meant the most in these young men's lives are getting a chance to see them play and not standing out some gate and then standing on a chair to see. You know, I mean, they do that. And that's why everything's at Traz Powell, seems like, because Traz Powell Stadium is the only stadium letting fans in. They don't do it in the other public areas in Dade County. The parks and stuff, Tamiami and places like that, they won't let you in. Tropical Park, and it's crazy, but I understand, you know, I mean, it's all in the name of safety. But, Traz is big enough where you could put 2,000 people in there and not even know. But just one thing before I go, Manatee is pretty good. They've lost once. They lost to Southeast, which is a rival. They're 10-1. And Coach Shakur has done a nice job. He has so much respect for what Roger Harriott and them have done. And I'm sure Roger has a lot of experience, you know, admiration for what Manatee's been able to do over the years, especially, you know, you have Venice now. It's in that region. And Venice has been a pretty good team. And we'll see, you know. I mean, hopefully it's going to be a St. Thomas-Venice matchup like it has been for the last 4 or 5 years next week. And Homestead could put a wrench in that. And certainly Manatee can. Well, we got teams out there tonight, certainly, you know, Cardinal Gibbons. I didn't mention Cardinal Gibbons, and I have to, because Cardinal Gibbons is playing at American Heritage Del Rey tonight. They are coming off a huge win over Gulliver. They've beaten St. Thomas Aquinas this year, so you know that that Matt DeBuck has done an awesome job, and they're loaded with talent as well.
All right, Blue. Who last thing from me. I'm sorry, Joe. I got confirmed James Williams is a bona fide 5-star for us, and that he's going to recruit everybody that's on the fence and get them into the U. He's doing a great job for us.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys that's going to be. He's going to be an immediate impact. As I say, you know, get a good look at him, because he's a three and to the next level. Yeah. Yes, he is. Well, you know, whatever. He's going to stay 3 years, get a good experience, get a good great education at Miami, but also learn a lot about football. And, you know, if that defensive staff has elevated a lot of people, and I think he's going to be one of the guys that's going to make a huge difference. And so is my guy Cameron Kitchens. I think he's a great playmaker, and, you know, he'll probably for the first year be a role player, but Miami's just shows people who are Hurricane fans. This 2021 class is crazy good, probably one of the most complete they've had in a while. And this 2022 class is going to shape up too. So you keep winning on that football field, and everything else takes care of itself.
Blue, high school football, very, very important, very popular, and it's all made possible with you. You have some important people that make it possible so that we can talk about high school football.
Yeah, no doubt. AutoNation stands alone, Joe. They have done what a great job. Mark Cannon, Mike Jackson have led the way. I mean, these are two upper crust guys who love high school football, follow us religiously. Auto Nation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They buy them for a lot more. Auto Nation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar, whether it's online or in the store. And you'll get a check right on the spot, and you get deposited right away, and that's awesome. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service like we did, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it and do it all for less. Plus, this is the most important part. They sanitize every vehicle service. So that's you ride away, you're clean, you feel great from the experience. To schedule the service, raise your car for that AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. Hey, guys, thank you so much. It's always great to be on with you. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, guys.
See you, Blue.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.